Earlier, I spoke with David Wimhurst. He's the chief of public information for the UN mission in Haiti, known as MINUSTAH.
It's a hot, sunny day in Haiti. And if you look at the sky, you wouldn't think there's anything wrong. But if you look around you, you realize you're in a disaster zone. There are bodies on the road. There are destroyed buildings. There are crashed cars. I mean, and if you go out into the city, the situation just gets worse and worse. And the destruction is really extremely overwhelming. And electricity supplies are out. Water is in short supply. Some of the roads have cracked up. There are smashed cars on the roads. Mm-hmm. There are boulders and rocks, fallen trees. It's a mess all over.
Is there some sense of where the worst loss of life or the worst loss of property would likely be? What the center of the devastation?
No, it's too early. We haven't been able to really, you know, we're still saving ourselves in a way and planning our immediate steps to get in relief and search and rescue teams and start that first ball rolling. The most spectacular destruction is in the high-rise buildings when they completely collapse. The low-rise buildings, the shacks and the favelas that are built with bricks and mortar and tin roofs, okay, they fall down, but they don't fall very far. So, you know, yesterday I drove through some of the areas of where, you know, residential areas of the poor people of the city, and they're all sleeping in the street, not because their houses have all been destroyed, but it's because they're scared that there's going to be a second earthquake coming, or that if there is another tremor, and tremors have been happening all the time, you know, that will really bring the house down on them. So they're all in the street, sleeping on blankets on the ground.
Now, is there anybody around there who seems to be taking charge of the situation in the city or trying to maintain order at this moment?
We are, certainly. Mm-hmm. MINUSTAH still has 7,000 soldiers and 2,000 police in this country, and they're all actively engaged. Certainly in this area, Port-au-Prince and Jacmel, which have been the worst hit. So we are very much out there on the road, on the streets, helping, maintaining law and order. And we're also actively engaged in coordinating the arrival of relief supplies and humanitarian assistance. So we're very much engaged in trying to coordinate efforts to bring immediate relief to the Haitian people and to help our also in our own, the excavation of our own collapsed headquarters.
Well, David Wimhurst, thank you very much for giving us
that
update.